Scientists have announced what they claim is one of the cheapest ways to save a life ever. Researchers from 40 different countries have published findings from the CRASH II study in the medical journal The Lancet. They found that a drug called tranexamic acid, normally used to stem blood loss during surgery, could save thousands of lives when used to treat injuries due to anything from road traffic accidents to violence or war. Professor Ian Roberts.
Injury is a leading cause of death worldwide, especially for young people. It's a major cause of global disease burden, and it's a problem that's getting worse, not better. So the WHO estimates about 5.8 million people die from severe injury every year around the world. And we estimate that about 600,000 people bleed to death in the emergency department. This trial has shown that tranexamic acid, a simple, cheap treatment, can reduce the chances of bleeding to death by about a sixth. So you could rub off one-sixth of 600,000. That's 100,000 lives saved.
Tranexamic acid is used in the operating theatre because it helps blood to clot. But no studies had been conducted to find out if it could be useful for treating injuries elsewhere. However, the scientists suspected it could. So, beginning in 2005, they randomised 20,000 patients arriving at hospitals around the world with severe bleeding from injuries to receive either injections of tranexamic acid or injections of an equivalent-looking placebo. At a news conference in London, Professor Roberts told me they found the drug not only stopped injury victims from bleeding to death, it's also very cheap, costing just a few dollars.
It's probably one of the most cost-effective ways to save a life that there is. It's up there with antimalarials and antiretrovirals as a highly cost-effective treatment. Jorge Mejia, the coordinator from Colombia, pointed out that the cost of a unit of blood is much more than the cost of a vial of tranexamic acid. Compared to the other things that we do to bleeding trauma patients, this is rock-bottom cheap.
So now that you've got the hard scientific evidence that you needed by doing this meticulous study, what recommendations do you make to governments, to health authorities, to hospitals all around the world?
Well, as a group of people who coordinate large-scale multi-centre trials, we feel it's not our job to tell doctors how to treat their patients. But what we really want to make sure is that doctors get to hear about the results. So we want them to know the results, and should they decide to give tranexamic acid, we want the drug to be available. And we've also applied to the WHO for this treatment to be included on the list of essential medicines. And we hope they're going to review that favourably, and then this will be on the list. That will help. It won't guarantee, but it will help to ensure that countries put this in their pharmacies.
But if it tends to increase the clotting processes, are there not possible dangers, like blocking up the coronary arteries and causing a heart attack?
Yeah, we were worried about unwanted clotting, and that's why we did this trial. If there could only be benefit and no risk, then perhaps you wouldn't need to do a trial. But it was about establishing the balance of risks and benefits. And we hoped the treatment would reduce the risk of hemorrhage deaths. It did. We feared that it would increase the risk of unwanted clotting, and it didn't.
Ian Roberts, Professor of Epidemiology and Public Health at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. With him at the London News Conference was Jorge Mejia, who coordinated work on the CRASH II study in Colombia. He said that tranexamic acid is just as suitable for using in his own country as it is in bigger countries like the USA, India and China.
Trauma is a main cause of death and disability in the whole population in Colombia. And bleeding is a very important cause of death in the trauma patients. I think that the main thing to do now is to spread the results of this trial, to tell doctors what the trial result is.
Jorge Mejia. And another key member of the panel presenting data and giving opinions in London was Etienne Krug, director of the World Health Organization's Department for Violence and Injury Prevention and Disability. I asked him for his views on the CRASH II findings.
I think it's a very important study. on one hand, because it shows positive results, we can save people from bleeding. On the other hand, it's also the first time we have a large clinical trial in this rather neglected field of public health. We haven't had many efforts to look at those issues of how to deal with injured patients. So this is a first.
And at $3 or $4 or $5 per patient per treatment and perhaps per life saved, is that actually cheap enough?
We'll have to see, but I think in the vast majority of countries, this drug can be quite easily afforded, and certainly $3 for a life saved is a good investment.
Now, I believe there is, however, going to be an initiative in the near future directed at road traffic.
Absolutely. The General Assembly of the United Nations in New York just declared a decade of action on road safety. And this is a very important move, because from 2011 to 2020, there's going to be 10 years for really intensified efforts on road traffic injury. Of course, prevention will be a major focus, but we'll also in that context work on improving trauma care systems. And so this study fits very well also in this upcoming new effort to improve the ways we deal with people who are severely injured.
Etienne Krug from the World Health Organization in Geneva. Another key member of the CRASH II research team, Tim Coates, added his support for including tranexamic acid in standard emergency care for injury patients globally.
I think that the results of the CRASH II trial show unequivocally that emergency teams should be giving tranexamic acid to their patients.
Your study was conducted in a lot of different countries, but which sorts of countries might benefit most from this?
I think that this would benefit all people that suffer severe injury. Injury is the same the world over. The injury to the body is the same, and the treatment, the surgery that the body needs is the same the world over. But of course, most lives could be saved in low and middle income countries.
So what's the message going out then?
I hope that the message going out to doctors from this publication today is that this is a treatment that they should look at, this is a treatment that they should be using on their patients when they think that they're bleeding after injury.
Tim Coates, Professor of Emergency Medicine at the University of Leicester in England. For Audio News from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, I'm Peter Goodwin.